You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Carrie Brinkater. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for doing this, Russ. This is an awesome way to start the season.
Coach, entering your fifth season overall and second straight as the head coach of the Southwestern University women's basketball program, just take me through your mindset as we get started for another year.
Oh, man, it's exciting. I love this time of year. The kids are geared up, and they are just ready to play somebody else other than one another. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see what they're going to bring to the court and, you know, checking the websites every day to see who's playing, who's winning, who's losing, and who the superstars are. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, you're coming off a 17-10 season, 8-8 in conference play. First winning season for the program since the 2003-04 year. You took your team to the semifinals in the SCAC tournament. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season and brings into this 2011-12 season.
This group learned that Southwestern basketball is back. And with the leadership of Anna Fareed, who's here today with me, it's really great that she can take these young kids and show them what we're all about and try to continue what we started last year.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Anna Fareed, the lone senior on a young roster. Talk about her development and what her leadership means to this young, talented group.
I'll tell you what, Anna is she's at a different place in her life. I mean, she's applying to law school, taking the LSAT. She's a woman, and it's really cool to see how she mentors the young ones. She does a really great job, and I'm extremely thankful for her. I can't imagine what it would be like without her, but it's awesome because she just wants to play. She just wants to win. And she just brings that to the court, and she mentors that every single day.
Coach, you have a unique, sort of blend of talent on your roster in the fact that it's so young, but yet you return three starters, SCAC Newcomer of the Year, Chelsea Leaders back as well. So just talk about, even though you have only two upperclassmen, that sort of the unique blend of some experience with also a lot of young players.
You know, it really is unique, Russ. I don't know if I've ever, in 11 years of college coaching, just had one senior and one junior on my squad. In fact, I know I never have. So it is interesting. You know, it's a good dynamic because the freshmen, they're just wide-eyed and they're coachable and they just want to get out there and they just want to play and they want to see what this college game is all about. And so in some respects, that's really fun. It can be frustrating at times because you hope that you're a little bit further along. And Anna and Caitlin and Chelsea especially, you know, they want to go faster and faster and faster, and they want to get to the next step. But we can't skip steps. We've got to take baby ones. And so, it's a unique blend this year, and it's exciting.
Coach, second best scoring offense in the league a season ago, 71.1 points per game. How do you continue to keep that offense rolling into this year?
Good question. You know, Chelsea and Anna are a big part of that. So we hope to do that again. It would be extremely nice if we could continue that. So that's what we're looking to do, looking to run and score baskets.
Well, being able to shoot the basketball, obviously, is a huge part of that. You were one of the best shooting teams also in the league a year ago, 72.8% from the free throw line and 40.2% from the field. Just talk about the importance of this team being able to shoot the ball so effectively moving this year.
You know, it's big. It is, Russell. It's big. And if we have a poor shooting night outside the arc, it kind of throws us off a little bit. And so so we're looking to continue that. I don't know what the secret potion is or the magic pill is, but we're definitely looking to continue that.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Carrie Brinkater. And coach, as I looked at last year and looked over your team, rebounding, you guys struggled some getting out rebound on the boards, about three per game. As I look at these freshmen you brought in, 5'11", 6', 6'1", I'm assuming that some of that height hopefully will help you out on the offensive and defensive glass this season.
I think that's been one of the biggest changes that Anna has seen this year in the team and that I've seen this year in the team is that our ability to rebound the ball, I think, has gotten better. Just bringing in some bigger kids and really bringing in the desire to rebound the basketball, that has been really huge. We've got a couple of girls that absolutely love to get in there and get the boards. So that's really going to be big for our team. That was a huge missing piece for us last year. And the comments that I've heard from fans and from those who watch us, that is a really big change for us.
Coach, last season, as I talked to other coaches throughout the league, one of the things that they said was so difficult in facing your Southwestern team was you were so balanced. You basically had four girls in double figures throughout the whole season. Talk about the importance of being so balanced in the offensive end of the floor for your team.
Yeah, that was awesome last year to have four kids that on any given night could be in double figures and a lot of times together in double figures. I think we'll be a little bit even more balanced this year. I think we have a few more scoring threats as well to add to that that we had last year. So, you know, we did lose two of those with Shacey Graves and Staley Mullins. We lost two of those. That combined for about 24, 25 points a game. So replacing that is a bit difficult, but we're looking for some of our young kids to really step up.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group as you've gone through preseason and got prepared for the start of the year?
You know, I really think rebounding has been the biggest surprise. It really transforms our game when we can actually get offensive rebounds. I know that it shouldn't be funny, but it kind of is because we really struggled with that last year. So our ability to get in there and challenge for the board, it has really been refreshing.
Coach, you brought in a huge freshman class, I think seven first-year players on this team. Talk about how they've been adjusting to the college basketball game, and do you feel like you've brought in some girls that can really help and make an immediate impact on the floor for your Pirate squad this year?
Yeah, they're doing great. They're a lot of fun. They're a really fun group to be around. A lot of different personalities. You know, that's what you get on a college team. They're like I said, they're a lot of fun to be around and really a talented group. Overall, I feel like they're a very, very talented group. I really look for a lot of the freshmen to contribute greatly to our success this year.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the goals this 2011-12 Pirates women's basketball team has heading into the year.
Oh, man. We want to do even better than we did last year. You know, we had such a great preseason, and then we got to conference, and we stumbled a little bit. So I feel like our preseason schedule this year is going to prepare us a lot better for conference play. Anna is going to be a big part of that in mentoring the freshmen. If we do stumble a little bit this preseason, that we're just getting ready for conference and that everything we do right now helps us prepare for the stellar competition in our conference. We're looking to get back to the tournament and make it even further than we did last year.
Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Carrie Brinkater. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it.